Hi, and welcome to the 35th episode of the Language Mannerings podcast. My name is Jonathan. Today, my topic is confidence versus perfectionism. So what am I talking about here? Actually, I think we're going to get into a little bit of psychology, social etiquette, just communication skills overall. This is based on, I'd say, like my 20 years experience of learning foreign languages and about 16 years of teaching people Spanish, French, German, or English, or even any other languages that I've been able to get to a certain level that I can actually help people who are starting out in that language. So this is based on a lot of years of experience teaching and a lot of experience learning languages. When I talk about confidence and perfectionism, I relate to the fact that when I got started early on with language learning, I wanted everything to be perfect. I wanted to learn the grammar. I wanted to learn the vocabulary. I would probably get frustrated if my writing had mistakes and things like that. So I do understand how learners can spend way too much time on the input aspect and wanting to understand everything, wanting to have like really good writing, and sometimes they neglect the speaking part. And as I mentioned before in an earlier podcast a couple days ago about the importance of speaking to yourself so that you can practice your speaking, an important element that I think I forgot to mention is that speaking to yourself leads to building your confidence. This feeling of been there, done that is acquired by doing something over and over and over again until you feel like you've gotten it right. So if you're going to play golf, you're going to go out each weekend and hit a bucket of like 50 balls to work on your drive. And you're going to do that again and again and again until finally you're on the golf course and you can hit that one ball that's really important, not that bucket of 50. So it takes 50 so that you can get the one right when you're in that situation that you have to perform. So you have to do a lot of practice on that to get to that point that you have the confidence that you're going to nail it on the first try. There's a lot of people who worry about having perfect language skills, and they really perceive mistakes as a negative aspect, and that failure is this really bad thing. In a lot of students, they have these really bad experiences from elementary school, high school, where they had some teacher who just humiliated them in front of their class or made fun of them, and they suddenly lost confidence and they just did not want to participate in the class. So because of that one bad incident, they just stopped speaking a language. So there's a lot of people out there who they have a bad memory of some teacher who just embarrass them. And it takes years for some people to get over that fear and that humiliation, and they associate that negative memory, and it's so intense in their minds that it becomes just a self-blocking mechanism. And sometimes when I'm teaching people, I'm not teaching them English. I'm not teaching them a language. I suddenly have to spend a lot of almost like therapeutic sessions to just help people gain confidence in their speaking so that they can feel that the language and that language lesson is a safe, non-hostile environment where it's okay to make mistakes. Mistakes are an important part of the language learning experience. You can't avoid them. And I don't think they are something you should avoid. I think that they're a really important part of testing your skills. And any time that you have a hesitation on, oh, how do I say that? That's an opportunity. That's actually an area of opportunity that you can go find out more vocabulary. Or, oh, I don't remember the grammar element because I made a mistake. That's an opportunity for you to review. And sometimes when you review, you dig deeper. And maybe you didn't quite understand a concept the first time around, but if you have some of that hesitation, maybe you dig deeper and then you learn grammar rules or a more fundamental behind the scenes aspect that you hadn't seen before, and now suddenly becomes clear. And when something becomes clear and you understand it and you can use it, your confidence really starts to boost. When you have really good confidence, sometimes this idea of I'm really scared. I don't want to say something stupid in front of other people. What are they going to think about me? They're going to think I'm a stupid person. They're going to say things about me. They're going to talk about me behind my back, and because I'm making a mistake, because I did something. Maybe that can become an anecdote later on, and you can laugh about it. Maybe it might be embarrassing in that moment, but you have to let go. And just what I really liked in a program I signed up for recently from Ollie Richards with his speaking bootcamp is that overall with these experiences, it's a numbers game. So if you're going to interact with the language over thousands of hours and years, does it really matter that you had one bad experience at the beginning? No. I mean, as long as you're making a little bit of progress periodically, it really doesn't matter how bad you were at the beginning. I think everybody has to go through that bad stage before they learn something. So don't take it personally. Just kind of accept the fact that this is a process, a learning process. And obviously, nobody is going to be perfect at the beginning. And perfectionism is a really dangerous aspect of the language learning, where we see people on YouTube where they have these perfect videos. Really, that's, you'd have to ask those people, like, hey, could I see your raw footage? What did that video look like before you started editing it? Because you're going to get probably some insights about, for example, when I do this podcast, I remove a lot of these ums, ahs, because they sound horrible when you're listening to it. And I'm going to leave that in, actually, so you can hear that when I'm thinking. You think, oh, I have to be perfect. Somebody else has these perfect videos. It probably took them a long time to get there. And their first videos, if they actually publish them still, you could see a like huge drastic difference between that. So perfectionism, being perfect is not the goal when speaking a language. One thing that I learned when I was living in France, living in Paris, because I had this one friend who was also studying French when we were both living there. And I recognized that his French was technically a lot better than mine because he could speak at like a university level and he could teach in front of university students. But when it came to slang and just kind of hanging out in French, he just was not very comfortable with that vocabulary. And so he would feel like uncomfortable, a bit embarrassed. And I would remember him going through these CDs and just drilling things like je veux y aller, je vais y aller, which would just be these really tiny technical elements of the pronunciation. It probably made the pronunciation perfect, but there was just way too much emphasis on getting everything right and not getting them functional. At that point, when I saw how that person was interacting with people, I said, you know what? Forget being perfect in French. What I'm going to focus on is speaking with people. I don't care if I make mistakes. I don't care if I sound stupid when I go to the préfecture and I say, oh, la madame là-bas, instead of saying la dame là-bas. So I'm saying like the missus over there instead of saying the woman. So that's something, it sounds really foolish. It sounds like something a little kid would say. But I didn't care. At some point, I just said, you know what? You understand me. And you got my point. Let's move on. So my confidence started to really, really boost when I just kind of let go and said, I'm human. I make mistakes. That's just the way things are. That's how life is. And I'd say today I speak French very confidently. And a few weeks ago, I had to take the DELF exam, the Diplôme d'études langues françaises. And yeah, I just to be safe, I took the B2, level, but in my speaking test, the people who were grading me at the end of the 15 minutes that I was speaking, they were like, we're waiting for you for the C1 level, because obviously you kind of aced the B2. And when I got the results back, I got like a solid 25 out of 25 on my speaking, and I was really surprised about that. But the idea is that I just was speaking so confidently, I didn't hesitate, I just said what I had to think about and expressed myself. And it's because if I make mistakes, it's not the end of the world. And when I see this in students, I see a lot of people who want to do things perfectly and get things right. It's understandable. I mean, we don't want to go around life doing things horribly and be known for doing things horribly. But overall, what's more important is this progress aspect and being able to communicate with people and to just not worry about mistakes. And I know that there are students who I've had who I try to teach them corrections and they don't really learn those corrections. It kind of just goes in one ear and out the other. But when it comes to like business meetings, they just have so much confidence that even if they make a mistake, the people listening to their presentation or their meeting, they don't care. I mean, they might realize like, yeah, there might be some mistakes, but this person has so much confidence and is so charismatic that they express what they want to say. And that's also an important aspect of body language, and just the way you present yourself to people really can express a lot more than just your words. So there's some TED Talks that I've seen about the importance like power poses or your body language, that if you can kind of psych your mind into thinking you're confident, self-assured, well, you're going to go into that next opportunity to speak, like something that could be very stressful, like a job interview, and you realize, okay, you either nail that interview or you're going to have to move out of your apartment because you're broke. That's a stressful situation. But if you can say, okay, this is a live or die experience, and you say like, okay, I'm going to ace this, I'm going to nail it, and you go in there with such huge confidence, nobody's going to care if you make some mistakes. They're going to be so wowed by your body language, your tone of voice, and your words, which even if the words are kind of not completely correct, but if you just have so much confidence going into there, you're going to nail whatever you have to accomplish. So I'm much more impressed by students who have overwhelming confidence, don't care necessarily if they're making mistakes. I respect that. I really do respect that. And I'm sometimes a little hesitant on how many corrections am I going to make, because I have to prioritize in terms of which mistakes are going to be problematic for communication and which ones just, it might be a fluke, it might be just very minor and inconsequential, because the overall communication is there. They're able to express themselves and they're able to reformulate phrases in case somebody didn't understand what they were saying. And that attitude is wonderful. And when I see a student who has that aspect in their language learning and in their communication skills, it's something I just don't want to touch. It's something the only thing I want to do is just continue to help them boost their confidence and just continue to say like, you know what, you have these awesome skills, the sky's the limit. And seriously, the people who have really awesome confidence in themselves, they can accomplish anything. On the other hand, people who really lack confidence, who hesitate, who constantly doubt if what they're doing or saying is correct, and worried about how other people are going to think about what they're doing or what they have to say, it's sad to say, but those people are probably not going to go very far with that mindset. And it's really important to just let go. It's hard to do when you're in that mindset and in that mentality, but it's at some point you have to let go. And there is this fear of letting go, of this unknown of what's going to happen. I don't know how people are going to react. I think people, if you find the right community, people are going to be supportive. And this aspect of like, well, we're all human, we all make mistakes, deal with it. There's also when you go to like therapy sessions and group sessions with people who may have some kind of emotional problem or drug problem, or when you open up and you just let down your guard and put your shield down and say, well, you know what? This is who I am, with like friends list of like warts and all, take it or leave it. This is me. A lot of people find that very charismatic and very authentic. And usually they're probably going to be very supportive. And and if you can find people who are very supportive of you, whether you make mistakes or not, they'll be very happy to help you as you are progressing. And you will progress if you open up this attitude to say, like, you know what? I make mistakes. It's not the end of the world. What matters right now is I'm making daily progress. I am fixing some goals. I'm tweaking things that I might have wrong. I'm investigating on maybe something like grammar or maybe learning some new vocabulary words. But each day I'm trying to do something new. I'm trying to do something better than the day before. Each time you have some of those little successes and those moments of like, aha, I got it, that really starts to boost your confidence and you start to develop an attitude of no matter what happens, I'm going to get through this. And really the sky's the limit for people who are able to do that. So in conclusion here, well, with if you're going to have a choice between making lots of mistakes, but you just kind of go in guns blazing and just go for it, there's a better chance that you're going to be successful and really be tenacious and determined and just not give up because you might have a few setbacks or obstacles, which are going to happen. But the important thing is just not give up. Just keep going, keep going, keep going. Because those people who don't give up, at some point, they're going to be successful. They're going to have a breakthrough moment and they're going to accomplish what they want to do. And in language learning, it's the time you put in each day. You have a commitment to yourself. No matter how much time you have each day to kind of practice something, like just do it. Put in the hard work each day, and I'm pretty sure you're going to be becoming a lot more confident. And as your confidence starts to build, you start to speak more correctly, you start to gain a little bit of fluency, you're speaking faster, the thoughts in your head are starting to connect faster, and this becomes a virtuous cycle. And the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to keep improving and keep improving and keep improving, and at some point your ear also starts to correct yourself. You start to realize mid-sentence what you're saying is wrong, and you correct yourself. So you gain so much practice, so much familiarity with the language, that the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to improve on your own, and you're not necessarily going to need the feedback of native speakers, because you're going to have the language in your ear, in your mind, and at that point nothing stops you. So I wish everybody who is going through a language learning experience gets to that point where they realize confidence is self-reliance is a lot more effective than this idea of everything needs to be perfect. So that's what I have to say about that. So thank you very much for listening to this. And if you're interested in taking an English lesson with me or hearing more about my language Mandarins, you can visit my website, hugginsinternational.com. That's H-U-G-G-I-N-S international.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening to this, and I'm looking forward to the next podcast. Take care.